For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Kara Wirth, junior defender out of Moorhead, Minnesota. And this past weekend, you had an exhibition game against the University of Regina. Your team wins 5-1. You scored two of those goals. How good did it feel to get on the scoreboard?
It was good. Definitely not a normal thing for a defenseman. So it was kind of a surprise, but a pleasant surprise for sure.
How much confidence does that give you going into the season?
Just a little boost, but definitely can't get too high. Just keep playing my game. So a little bit of a boost, but not too much.
Your team finally got out there and had a chance to play against somebody other than yourselves, against each other. What did you learn about your teammates or some of the freshmen after that exhibition game?
I saw a couple for sure. The freshmen are ready. They definitely can contribute this season, which is really exciting. I learned that our girls have done a lot of work over the season, which is very, very exciting, over the off season, I'd just say. And it just gets me really excited to see what we can do once we reach our potential this season. So
you also had a chance to get up, take part in that 3-on-3 overtime, a little practice there for your team. What was that like? And are you looking forward to maybe some WCHA games going into overtime?
Yeah, it's definitely a new dynamic this year. It's really exciting, actually, because it's a different way you play the game, because you have to have a lot more smarts and not as much speed. Like, say you have it on the blue line, you can take it out and just regroup, and it's just like a different dynamic. And I really, not saying I want the things to go into overtime, the games, but it's going to be really exciting if they do, for sure.
You've got your first regular season games this weekend against Lindenwood. They just lost both games against Wisconsin. They were only able to score two goals over last weekend. What do you know about the Lions coming into this weekend against your team?
Actually, we don't know too much about them. We're going to watch film on them today and see their power play and penalty kill. So seeing how they did against Wisconsin, Wisconsin's a very good team, so can't judge too much on that. And you never know. Like, some games can be close, some games can be extremely far apart and in a matter of a day. So we're just going to stick to our game and play as good as we can, hopefully reach our potential and see what happens.
On a more personal note, of course, it's homecoming week, lots of fun and festivities going on. You had a chance to MC the Mr. Beaver competition last night, and you did it last year as well. First of all, what is the Mr. Beaver competition?
So it's like a pageant for all the male athletes. So two athletes from each team are picked by their teammates, and they do... So there's introductions, there's dress up, there's swimwear, there's a question portion, and there's one more thing. Oh, there's a talent portion. So there's like dances and skits and stuff like that. And then they all compete. It's pretty much like a fundraiser. They all compete. And then there's a Mr. Beaver crowned.
Okay. The money was raised, and they raised a lot of money for Jane. She's a little girl who's in need of a wheelchair, a special wheelchair, and they raised, I think it was over $16,000. How cool was it to be part of something like that?
It was awesome. We heard about Jane in our SAC meeting. We heard about her and like what we were doing, but it wasn't really real until she actually wheeled out with her mom. And we saw her, and it was awesome. And our goal was 13,000, and we raised like 16,400, which is so awesome. I'm just so proud of the SAC group and like what all that they did for her, for sure.
Well, and I understand something crazy happened last night. Tell us about the secret admirer that Coach was talking about.
So we do the question portion. We do like, what is your ideal date? And then this one was, who's your dream girl on campus? And we asked, it was actually the one who ended up winning, Noah Bozier. I asked him, who's your dream girl on campus? And he said, well, the girl doing all the talking is pretty cute. So that was me.
I love it. Did you know him before that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So which sport does he play?
Baseball.
Kara, what is your major, and what do you plan on doing with it after you're done?
Major's chemistry with a bio minor, and I am thinking medical school or PA school. So we'll see how much school I want to get to go into, so we'll see.
Wow, very ambitious. As always, such a pleasure visiting with you. Good luck this weekend. Go get some more goals.
I'll try. Thank you so much, Kelly.